the debate over the ethics of mining the Earth's last untouched frontier is growing in both intensity and consequence. It pits biologists against geologists, conservationists against environmentalists, and manufacturer against supplier in a world grappling with a paradox, one that will define our path to the future free of fossil fuels, sustainable energy that will run cleaner, but also require metals and resources whose extractions will both contribute to global warming and impact biodiversity. So, as nations commit to lower greenhouse gas emissions, the conflict is no longer between fossil fuel farms and clean energy proponents, but rather over what ecosystems we are willing to sacrifice in the process. History is littered with stories of well-intended environmental interventions that have gone catastrophically wrong. For example, South American cane toads introduced into Australia in the 1930s first failed to control beetles attacking sugarcane, then spread unchecked across the continent, poisoning wildlife and pets. Nevertheless, a radical embrace of electric vehicles will be necessary to limit global warming to less than 1.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels, the goal of the Paris Agreement. But according to a May 2021 report by the International Energy Agency, the Paris-based intergovernmental organization that helps shape global energy policies, the world isn't mining enough of the minerals needed to make the batteries that will power that clean energy future. Demand for the metals in electric vehicles alone would grow by more than 30 times from 2020 to 2040, says the report's authors. If supply chains can't meet skyrocketing demand, mineral shortages could mean clean energy shortages, the report argues. Fear of such shortages have countries and companies racing to secure the supplies needed for the coming energy transition. By most assessments, existing mines on land could supply the needed minerals. But after decades of exploration, the quality of the ore is going down after the energy required to quarry and refine it is going up. Meanwhile, the efforts to extract cobalt, which is mined almost exclusively in the Democratic Republic of Congo, are dogged by persistent accounts of human rights and environmental abuses. According to deep ocean mining proponents, the seabed nodules could provide most of the minerals the world needs with minimal impact.